You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is The Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down the episode Us Against the World, which was a really nice sum up of how everyone's kind of feeling about what's going on, all the characters. We're going to get into it. I'm Jeffrey Masters. Joining me is...
Jillian Love. Hello.
And Stephanie Georgie. What's up?
Yo, what's up? So Callie's back with the family. That's nice.
It was.
Although I have to say, I'm really upset to say goodbye to Rita and the Girls United girls.
Oh, I know.
But are we saying goodbye to them? I mean, let's be real.
I wonder if we're going to follow at least Daphne.
What do you mean? Wait, what?
At least Daphne. Like, you know how she's supposed to be getting her own place? Like, I wonder if her character will...
Oh, like Callie will go there. Oh.
Or something. I don't know.
I was like, what are we talking about? Yeah. Oh, the Fosters. I love that show. Yeah. It was such a nice to see, such a nice like moment to see all the girls talking about like, good luck, Callie, and just a reminder that she's not alone in the world, like with her situation as like a foster child and like problems.
Mm-hmm. I wish like every time I left a room, people told me, you know, what they learned from me, how I'm appreciated.
Well, we can do that tonight when we sign off.
We'll do that at the end.
I'll start thinking of it.
Those were awesome exercises. I love that they showed that because I'm sure that happens in actual group homes and in just, you know, meetings of all sorts, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was really great. And I loved to see the girls, you know, just be nicer. And then even Cole, he was just so ready to, that was the best part, that you could, that you're my friend. You know, they forget that they can be regular people and they're not always have to be on the defense.
Absolutely. And Callie has always been kind of just like fish out of water based on like her past and like just the way she deals with things. And the group home kind of just like centralizes her and shows you where she's coming from, what she's dealing with, and showing you that she belongs to like this community of people that are just still figuring it out.
Exactly.
I loved when she said that she learned courage from the girls. Oh, I thought that was really important.
Courage.
I mean, obviously, after these, you know, after all of her friends, now friends, share all these wonderful things about her, it's nice to finally see what she learned. And I loved what she said to Rita. She said, compassion is free, but respect is earned.
Yes, that was lovely.
And just to break the moment, do you believe that? She believes that? Is she, like, cured 100% now?
I don't think she's cured, but I think that she gets it now. Now she's not oblivious to it.
Maybe she's starting to process it,
finally. Right, of course, because, you know, we can't just switch... like that, like with the switch of a flip. But now that she knows it, that she understands it, she can now like be conscious about it.
And I think she had to hear it from like an outside voice like Rita, not just Steph and Lena, who are compassionate and she respects, but you know, they have other interests as her mother.
She's a teenager.
Yeah, of course.
We've got to say that.
That's a great sum up of it.
And I think it's so important that she said, like, Rita, I respect you, because as a kid, you don't have respect. And that's the biggest issue with children these days, or teenagers, or even in general, just all times, they don't have the respect that they need to have. Well, so that was good that she learned.
Carrying on with the respect aspect of things, when Callie comes home to the Fosters' house, and Steph and Lena sit her down and say, basically, these are the rules, you know, you have to keep on the phone tracker, you have to let us know where you're going. Callie was probably the most understanding that we've ever seen her.
Absolutely.
There was no judgment, there was no anger.
No fight.
And I appreciated that, because for the longest time, her character has been
like, we didn't like her anymore.
Fighting this. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, guys, I'm back on Team Callie. I like her.
I love her.
I think so, too. Let's take a vote. Oh, she's going to Hollywood.
She's
Golden
going
ticket.
That's just not American Idol.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my bad. Were you guys surprised how hard Brandon was taking the breakup?
No. He's so emo.
He is so emo.
Now
but,
I hate him.
Well, I'm just happy that that did happen. No, because that would have been ridiculous to see them just get over it. Like, you know, we want that's obviously have to be there. Thank goodness he moved in with Mike, his father. And I
and
I
Danny.
And Danny.
The
oh,
new
yeah.
Character.
Hurricane Danny. That's what her name was. Who was also seen on Full House back in the day, one of the friends.
She was so touchy feely with Brandon.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Like, kind of like sexual on the down low.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to fix your car.
Oh, she was. Well, because she laughed in a cute way. She was like,
I how it, dare
I,
she
guys
laugh?
Just don't know that. Just, guys, I thought it was flirty. They don't know how to dress themselves. She kind of was. Because she was, she's an in-between age.
That's true.
She can like them young and she can like them old.
That was awkward, but there were so many like wonderful, awkward high school moments in this show or in this episode, be it like in the hallway with Callie or on the beach with the other guy.
Or like when Mariana handed her panties the lead of the play.
Oh, that was
like,
ridiculous.
That never
high school
works.
Moments. We've all been there, mm-hmm. right?
And of course, Talia would give that advice. Of course.
So happy to see Madison back on the show.
Yay, Madison.
I missed her drama. I missed the D. Drama.
Drama.
Both.
Yes, I think that Brandon was taking the breakup hard, but he was also being very emotional and saying these, like, powerful, like, crazy things we've compared him to Romeo before. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's how you are in high school with your first love.
And I forgot that he's right, that no one knows what actually was going on. Everyone just thought that she left with Wyatt. And so now he's irritated because it's supposed to be his sister / I'm still in love with her, so stop referring her to being in love with anyone else except for me.
He also just looks like he hasn't slept in like a month and a half.
He's so frustrated.
He has a lot of anxiety.
He is burnt out. Like he said, he's burnt out.
His heart is torn. He's been saving money in a shoebox, not going to his piano lessons. There are a lot of things going on in this kid's life.
And probably subconsciously, he's upset, sad to not live with his mom.
Yeah.
His mom's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really sad to not live with Callie.
that too, but that's why I said subconsciously.
Yeah.
You know, it's all building up.
Of course. I was shocked to see Anna back on the show.
Yeah, and I thought she was gone.
I was like, first off, how did you call her? Where did you get the contact info from? But that whole storyline, Anna makes me so uncomfortable. And I think
she's
in a good way.
She's too nervous.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that Brandon gave her the money.
And $1,000.
And he just made everything worse because he sounded like an undercover like agent manipulating them. You know when you're supposed to use the right words? Mm-hmm. That's what he was doing the entire time.
Because
he wouldn't want to because this and that. I'm like, cool. So really, we're all just going to dig a bigger hole.
Yeah, I was very surprised and actually impressed the way he was handling that. Just paying off witnesses left and right.
I was annoyed because he's going downhill now.
Yeah, but I mean, as viewers, it's like exciting to see. I hate to say it.
I know.
That's what made the episode. Like, I mean, I loved Anna back. I didn't think that it was actually going to go down the way that it did. I mean, I thought that when Brandon gave her the money, she was going to like OD or something. Like
on the spot.
No, just like go like, you know, buy drugs from a dealer. I have
$1,000. It's going to happen.
I mean, I think that it could be a possible storyline just because...
She's going to give it to her boyfriend.
New boyfriend, yeah.
Anna has a new boyfriend?
Well, isn't he dead?
The old one's dead.
Yeah, the old one's dead.
Oh, you're right. Perfect. Okay, good. That's eliminated.
But I really liked the fact that she actually did what she said she was going to do because Anna has, as a character, she has not done that before.
Right.
You know, Brandon gave her the money for a specific reason and she ended up, you know, going through with it.
Yeah. And I think that the format of the show is so successful because everyone is tied in at so many different like levels, be it like Mike and Steph still working together and Mariana and Brandon brother sister and he's paying the birth mother and like everyone's
connected. And Steph already gave the truth.
Yeah, and Steph shot her boyfriend.
Captain disregarded that.
Yeah.
Said that she didn't open the laptop, so honestly, it's building up.
But the show is like 7 degrees of separation between like Kevin Bacon, and it's like 1.5 between everybody.
Well, this is the thing.
Kevin what?
You never heard 6 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon? It's a game. Play a game.
Oh, well, I've heard of 6 degrees of separation, but never with Kevin Bacon.
Maybe I wasn't actually clear. Maybe I mumbled. I'm just saying that everyone, there's no separation, and there's like 9 degrees of connections.
Right, okay, of course. Yeah.
And it's just like wild from the show. It just like, it makes it exciting because you keep remembering like, oh my God, I forgot.
I don't know about you guys, but after this episode, I felt like we were sort of climbing the ladder, but nothing happened. I mean, yeah, some really cute moments happened, and we learned a little bit more about the background to some characters as far as behavior goes. But for me, it wasn't like...
Well, remember how last episode it all took place in the home? That's the reason why now, so they're beginning to build it up again. Now we're starting to get pieces of Mariana. That's starting, that's boiling up, and Zach. And
lots
then Brandon's
of
boiling
crumbs
up. Callie is boiling up. Exactly, Hunter Gradle. Lena and Steph is boiling. Everyone's, it's all beginning to like erupt again.
It looks like next episode could be a lot of drama.
I mean,
adding
I hope
up.
So, because I sat there this week and I was like, I don't know, you guys.
I feel you. There was lots of build up, but then like nothing happened. Like the captain came and said, don't worry about it.
Yeah, like, you know, everything, for me, everything just was tied with a bow too nicely. I feel like either something's going to happen regarding, like, the Mike case thing.
Right. Do you think that'll come back to play, or is that sealed?
I just felt like, how could the writers spend, you know, half of last week's episode and a little tiny bit of this week's episode talking about it, mm-hmm. and then it's just over?
With no consequences.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but I get that the captain didn't see.
Oh, well, of course it's not over, but that's my, I think that next episode.
You don't
is
think
just,
it is?
No.
You, really?
No, it's not over.
I mean.
No, because the money, it's all going to come out again. One of them is just try to be the good guy, or they're going to have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Anna. No
I was
way
surprised
it's going to be tied
that
with
Steph came out and said the truth, actually. Like, she could have kept her lie, and nobody would have ever known, and she would have forgot about it after a week and gone on with her busy life.
But it does fall in line with her character. Like, she is an extreme good doer. She's a very honest person. She preaches honesty to her kids. Mm-hmm. So, I understand.
Join the law force.
Exactly. I understand why she did that. Now, did she tell Mike that she did that? Because from their embrace, when he walked in, she looked even more relieved than he did.
No, well, exactly. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. So I have a feeling
it's between her and the captain and that lawyer.
And I have a feeling that that's going to come out.
Oh, of course. That absolutely is.
And it's going to be like, I was under oath. No doubt. What was I supposed to do?
Uh-huh.
I just, you know, for me, it was a little too clean.
I know what you mean. We're just used to so many cliffhangers with the show, and there was not one. I mean, there were little ones.
Little ones. Like, we know that Brandon's going to be in a bunch of trouble, and we get that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I'm excited to see where the Mike, Steph, Anna storyline goes, because I'm really into, like, the kid drama, but mm-hmm. I also like when they bring the adult drama into it.
And when it's
well,
like,
yeah,
it
we
overlaps.
Need the adult, yeah, of course.
Because the adult drama is always like adult kid drama.
Yeah, and it's like the ripple effect.
I agree. Mm. Did you catch that Lena was saying, if I have a baby? Yeah. I'm shocked that they're seriously considering this.
Mm-hmm. I'm not too shocked.
Really?
No, because Steph's a pleaser.
Yeah, of course. And it's only fair. They're a lesbian couple. That's
one each should have their own birth child.
Why wouldn't you want to embrace that for your partner?
I just think that their
lives... They're obviously not going to have the opportunity because they're not with men, so...
Yeah, but it's not like their lives are, like, peaceful, easy breezy. Sure, let's have a child. Like, mm-hmm. they have is it five kids now?
Yeah.
Four
so it'll
five.
Be six. They'll have six with
that'll
this,
be
the baby.
Sixth child. Like, that's just, like, a massive house. I mean, I came from a small family with, like, where two kids was busy, and my mind just can't, like, process how, like, six kids will function in a mm-hmm. house. From the ages of 0 to 18.
My father's the youngest of 8, and, like, I wish it was larger.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Because sometimes I feel like I don't have enough cousins.
Really?
And I have, like, 19.
I was going to say, jeez.
Oh, my God. No, I don't. I mean, my family just didn't do that. I thought it was just fine.
I think that the Fosters themselves thrive on chaos.
Yeah.
I think that when things are quiet, they immediately assume that something's wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, look at, like, most of the people in their household are actually... Pretty much all of them are teenagers. And now Jude is 13, so he's
officially a teenager
as well.
Yeah.
So they're all, it's a house full of teens. And I don't know if I, especially, you know, were there to see Brandon grow up a bit, I would sort of be wanting motherhood too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's definitely a possibility.
Interesting.
Especially because Sherry is pregnant in real life. And how easy would that be?
I think that if Lena had a baby, she would see all of her children differently. Mm-hmm. I think she would embrace all of them even more.
Really?
Absolutely, because it's like it's as if she'll be introduced to love for a child, and because that she has her own, I think she'll just, one, she'll maybe feel some type of like sadness because they all came first. Mm-hmm. Those will always be her first babies, but this is her blood. This is her child. And so I think it will make her become closer to all of her children.
I don't know if I agree with that. I understand the want and the need to have your own child, like, biologically. Like, that's why, like, you know, our genes are on the planet to have, like, more
right.
children, like, see our genes carry on. But I think that her love is very strong for these children. And I think she would, like, lay down her life for them already. I don't know. Maybe she would see them differently,
it's
but not have more.
It's a different kind of love. And I think that's what you're trying to get at. there's a love for children that you care about, but there's a love for your own blood that is so intense mm-hmm. that you have. It's just, it's different. It's probably equally as intense. You know, she would do the same thing for any of them.
Yeah.
But just to feel that as a woman, I think that Lena as a character is craving that because she watches the relationship between Mike, Steph, and Brandon, and she sees that constantly, and she is removed from that. You know, right. she's not a part of that right. relationship, even though she is Steph's other half. And I think that she really wants that.
Yeah. Just to have, like, the human experience of, like, a child growing
exactly.
inside of you.
Of course. Exactly. And it's a part of her. So it's as if her life isn't ending when she dies. She'll, you know, she'll live on.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, biologically, her genes will.
Biologically. Of course.
But that's everything. I think that's everything.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, she can still move on with, you know, having her children because Mariana, Jesus, and Jude and Callie will all grow up to have things just like Lena and things just mm-hmm. like Stephanie. So that will carry on, but it's just different. A child is a child. Are you kidding?
I think that she is closest with Jude. Mm-hmm. You know, we do see
her.
She's
the youngest. It's probably helpful.
Exactly. Yeah. We see her have a plenty of tender moments with Jude. And I think that especially in this episode, you know, kind of transitioning to what Jude has gone through, mm-hmm. He was sort of really hesitant about Callie coming back in the house. And I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
I don't know. How did you guys feel about that when he was like, I have to go do my book report. Bye.
I was very taken aback by it.
Yeah.
I don't think I was surprised. I think that was very normal behavior. He's 13. He's a growing boy, so it's kind of awkward. And she was gone. So he probably still is just like, okay, cool. I'm glad you're back, but don't F up things again. You know?
Yeah. I think it's also very apparent in this episode how young and malleable he is.
Yeah.
That he's like in this process for like at 13, he can bond with Mariana quickly with anybody who's around. And mm-hmm. I think Callie kind of sees that, like, wow, I need to be around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he'll bond with somebody else.
So she does the adorable thing of creating the
birthday breadcrumbs.
That was wonderful. Search. Such a good idea. And that was nice for them to bring together. And it switched Jude up, like, perfectly, you know? And
yeah.
He was able to embrace Callie again because it was something that they shared, something that only they knew. And I love that she said, we don't have to have any secrets anymore. Mm-hmm. It was perfect.
That was so nice.
That was as if they were initiating that family into their family.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. Good. I like that. That was good. Yeah. But again, where was Jesus? We were looking for Jake T. Austin this entire episode.
Was he not in one scene?
He wasn't. He was wrestling.
He was wrestling. It was first a late practice and then an early practice.
You're right.
So
but
I
it's
wonder,
okay, because in high school,
was that
I'm
like
sure
scheduling
something
difficulties?
Happened. It had to have been. But
I don't know. Foster fam, do some investigating. Tweet us during the week. Let us know where Jake T. Austin was when they shot this
Follow
episode.
Follow him to his house. Ask him questions.
Let her know I'm
Look
available.
Look at security
and
footage.
And then just, you know, we'll see what happens
so
after that.
Oh, so interesting.
Okay.
I just, yeah.
So what other mage things happened in this episode? Because I definitely want to talk about Talia, because she was a stone cold biatch,
mm-hmm.
which I love. I love when she is the bad guy, because she plays a really, really great villain.
Mariana finally got her reality check.
But she finally got her kiss, and then she...
Oh, man.
But they had kissed before, but that's
right,
good.
But not like that.
No, I know, but I'm just happy that happened, because every girl has to figure out... Ladies, respect yourself. You don't need to put your underwear in anyone's pockets.
Mm-mm. And not if
matter.
You're 14, 15 freshman
Absolutely
and
not.
The guy's 18.
And you see how frustrated he got? Oh, so you're just a tease to check off his pants and everything. And she's like, I told you, I'm like, watch, he's going to go up there. She's like, wait, but I didn't want to do anything. Let's hang out. Let's talk.
Do you think Zach can get over that?
Of course. When a boy loves, a boy loves.
Yeah.
I think so. He's too young to not get over it.
I just think when someone like disses you so fully.
No.
Like she did.
It wasn't that much.
You're too forgiving then.
She should have.
I am very forgiving.
Pretty hard.
Do not take her back.
Whatever.
We're all Team Mariana, but do not take her back.
She's learning her lesson.
He will.
He's too young.
She better bake him a cake saying, I'm sorry. Birthday breadcrumbs for him.
I'm sure she'll see him in a different light later, and then she'll try to holla.
What, when he, like, cuts his hair?
No, I like his hair. I hope he doesn't cut his hair. I hope he dresses differently.
I don't know what he could do. I mean, maybe just be a little less
feminine.
I don't know. He's
play hard
young.
To get.
Exactly.
Yeah, that too.
Exactly.
Don't play games. You got to have game.
Oh.
You should tweet that.
Holla. Holla. That was a good one.
I need to tweet that. I'll be right back. Call me. Okay. Continue.
I want to talk about Talia. We need to talk about her. So Brandon tells Talia, because he's just so teen pissy, that he needs to say, listen. She didn't run away with Wyatt. I kissed her. And good. That's why she ran away.
I'm so happy he told her that.
There.
So angsty.
And
hashtag team angst.
Team angst. I know. He's like really brooding. He's like been brooding ever since episode 11.
And now he's stealing money, giving them to Anna. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to legal drug business with the licenses and IDs. Yeah. What?
And then Talia was so dramatic, so typical her, for her to get in Callie's face and, oh, listen, girls, be careful for this toothpaste.
Yeah, but like, she was drunk. Serious? Like, the alcohol at the party was such an amazing device for the writers to, like, open these characters up and, like, cut their inhibitions.
What, the last time she was drunk, didn't she, like, take her top off or something?
Yeah.
Has this girl not learned?
And it was, like, in the pictures and the phone,
no,
remember?
She's one of she's that girl in high school. That's who she is.
You're still that girl, Steph. Okay.
No.
Just kidding. Yeah, so I don't know. There's the alcohol. Everyone's like free-flowing, taking their underwear off.
It's weird. High school. High school, y'all.
Right. I felt so bad for Mariana. Like, I thought you liked me.
I can't believe, for having not ever done anything, that she would give someone her underwear.
But look, she's obviously very inexperienced. We know this because we really haven't seen her with anyone on the show. And she tries to change who she is for the person that she is talking to.
I think I'm still doing that. That's something you learn slowly.
Like, she's young. She'll learn. She'll get it. And I do think that she will find the ultimate match. Now, whether that is... what's his name? Gobo
Zach.
Guy? Zach. Whether it's Lighting Guy Zach or it's somebody else, I have a feeling that, you know, I think everyone is going to find their groove, right, including Mariana.
I think the problem is that, like, in life, you have, like, so many quick flings and crushes, and they come and go. Mm-hmm. But as viewers watching, we see this quick fling and crush, and we're like, oh, my God, this is true love.
It's everything, because we're in their position. We're seeing it the way that they are.
Yeah.
It's everything.
I don't want to, like, ruin any spoilers. Well, and I won't, because I don't have any. But I was reading an article this week that Peter Page was being interviewed by, and he said that the finale has, like, so much drama that he just was crying writing it and thinking about it. He was, like, crying.
What?
And there's going to be some big, like, switch-ups.
He was crying writing it?
Writing the finale. Like, there's so much, like, big, like, surprises happening, coming.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone's going to die. Someone's going to die.
I can't take this.
This is season one continued, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, this man. So season two is going to... I can't wait.
Some big shakeups are coming.
Well, that's the thing. ABC Family is known for sort of breaking up the seasons like this. I mean, look at a show like Switched at Birth. I think the first season it got 30-some-odd episodes, and that was just season one. And they're into their third season. They're almost at 100 episodes. So, like, I feel like that's what this is going to be.
Okay.
And the way that they're breaking it up, I think, is nice, because it sort of gives viewers just enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then a little bit of a break to digest.
Absolutely.
But also they gave the break because it was only a first 10 episode order. They said, will this show survive?
Of course.
How will the audience
react? I love how
it's going to survive.
How it grew like a family.
And I mean, viewers are still growing every week, which is amazing.
I know.
I keep telling everyone about it also. And I have, obviously, you know, people our age who are like, it looks kind of corny. And this, I'm like, yeah, but it's like the best kind of corny ever.
People, I tell, they're like, wait, they're biracial. Wait, they're lesbians. Wait, they do drugs. Wait, they like piano lessons. They skip.
Well, I already have my whole like spiel on how to describe the Fosters.
I have no way to describe it.
Really?
Let's hear yours.
Yeah,
mine is, okay, so it's Family Matters and Full House meets Modern Family drama version, not comedy. So, you know, Modern Family is just like a comedy.
Right.
But now this is, it's just those ones together, like upgraded version and just dramatic.
Okay. Okay.
No?
We'll work on it. It did have a lot of comedy, though, with, like, the birthday breadcrumbs. And it was such, like, a nice, fresh energy to see, like, people, like, excited in the sense of wonder. What's going to happen? I don't know.
No real cliffhangers this episode, except for Brandon stealing Lena's key off of her keychain.
Oh,
that was really the only thing we got. Everything else was
Lena.
Happy.
I just feel bad for Lena, because she's already shown this in the season, that she's the type of person, though, that she does feel like victimized when this happens.
Mm-hmm.
So when she finds out, and when this all comes out, she's just going to be betrayed.
Hurt.
Like, yeah, hurt. Yeah. But because why are none of... I think she feels like she gets less respect.
I know what you mean. I think this is a good time as any to jump to predictions.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions. Okay, before we start, mm-hmm. what happened in the preview for next week?
Brandon,
the ID stuff.
Yeah, Brandon and the ID guy, he's like,
Something switches up.
This is not what I signed up for.
Once I get $1,000, I'm out. I'm done.
I say that every day of my life. Wait, I did not sign up for this. LA, what can I say? So the ID stuff, was there any Mariana's drama?
Callie was sitting at a table looking upset.
With the girls from Girls United.
Yeah.
Oh, she goes to see them. Oh, right. No, they talk about it because he's like, everywhere you go, he's there. So that it's the Brandon and Callie issue definitely is still hot.
Right. What do you guys think will be the resolution with the Brandon Callie D?
No resolution.
No. I think that one of them is going to find a significant other, and then that's going to be dramatic for a little bit until the other one does, and then
is Brandon a junior or senior in high school this year? Junior.
I feel like it would be a bigger deal if he was a senior.
I feel like it'd be a smaller deal if he was a senior, because then they'd just ship him off to college.
I don't know. Fosters, fam.
I don't remember.
Tell us, is Brandon a senior, a junior? What have you?
I feel like last year he was a sophomore because they were talking about...
No. This is all the same year. It's all the same year. He's a junior. Because
Mariana's
a sophomore and so is Callie. They're in the same grade.
Yeah.
I thought they were freshmen
this
year.
And so is Jesus.
Mm-mm.
No, they're not freshmen.
Okay. Roy, wait, I'm sorry. What show are we talking about? I forget.
The Fosters.
My name is Wake
Up,
you know, you
Jeffrey.
Were naming so many. I just thought we were talking about Modern Family again. Okay. So I predict... Abracadabra. I remember what it was. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to have to break up with Lexi.
Skype date. Oh, that's another thing that happened in the preview.
Because the kiss.
Emma goes, I don't do cheating.
And then they were making out.
And he's, I don't either. And then they kiss, but he probably has to break up with Lexi.
Yeah, so that's not a prediction. But
stupid Emma. I think I read in the online,
the interwebs, that there's a like homecoming or school dance coming up.
Ooh.
So I think that could add a lot of like
not
needed high school
drama.
So
there's going to be a prom.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Prom.
What do you think?
I think that next episode, Anna is going to... Something's going to happen with Anna, I think, again. Mm-hmm. Either she talks to Jesus or with Mariana, or something happens to her that involves her with the money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then Brandon's going to get caught up because Danny hasn't spoken to, or Mike hasn't spoken to the teacher yet.
By the end of the season, every kid will be expelled at one point.
Well, I'm going to say my prediction, although I hope it's not true, is that Brandon gets caught and goes to juvie.
Oh, man.
And that'll separate him and Callie.
Dangerous in love couple.
And you know who is? Callie's father has not come in yet, which we know he was cast for this
that'll
season.
That'll be like season four.
No. They've cast a person this season. And I think the finale is March 24th.
Awesome.
So we only have like six or so episodes.
My prediction for that is that the day of the adoption when they all sign, that's when that fool will show up.
They need his permission, so he has to.
Oh, you're right.
Uh-oh. Until next week, guys. You can find me on Twitter. I'm JeffMasters1.
You can find me on Twitter at Jillian Leff. My Instagram, Jilly Leff. And be sure to watch my interview with Switched Up Earth star Katie LeClaire.
Yeah.
On AfterBuzzTV.com. I'll also tweet out the link later tonight.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, G-I-O-R-G-I, and on Instagram at SteffiG47. That's Steffi with a Y. And then you can find me on Wednesdays for American Idol's After Show.
All right. Be safe and stay in school, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Yeah.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.